back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest this evening is Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com. Bookmark his website and check out the radio show he does with us on Austin each and every day, weekday here on Global Star Radio Network. There's a 24-hour listen line on HealthMasters.com where you can listen to the show via your phone any time of the day. Let's bring back Dr. Ted, and let's jump right in.
And also, Joe, every night at 10 o'clock on Global Star, we have the next hour after your show because, you know, we love your listeners that much. We went ahead and we replay this show. So if you're listening on Global Star, just stay tuned for the next hour. I want to show you a new product that we've developed here, Doug. This is great. We have taken our multiple vitamin, our multiple vitamin, and we have put together a vegan program. Now, here's why we made it vegan. A lot of people have problems with milk allergies and they can't use whey. So a lot of people are also trying to reduce the total amount of animal protein they're putting into their diets, which is very, very good. So we use an all-organic, non-GMO pea and rice protein, which is actually a complete protein. And believe it or not, it tastes good. And it's also a multiple vitamin. So it's a phenomenal product. I love it. I use it on a regular basis. And for those mornings that you're in a hurry or just those mornings you want to just make sure you get what you need for a multiple vitamin and get some good protein, because you got to have protein to maintain that lean muscle mass that we talked about in the first 30 minutes, I take a scoop of this or two scoops of this every single morning. Now, I've done something really big on this one for you guys, for your listeners, that I didn't promote this on my own show today. This is a 30% off coupon. This product sells for like $39, and we're going to make it 30% off. It's going to be like $28 for this product. So it's a phenomenal.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the vegan. You've got a non-vegan kind, right?
We do. We have both. But this is the one that's on sale right now.
Okay.
And we also have it in vanilla, and it's also in chocolate. The chocolate will be available next week. I mean, the vanilla will be available next week. The chocolate's available right now, and it's like 30% off, and our margins are around 30%. So,
I
want to share this with your listeners tonight. But so the coupon code is Doug. 30.
Doug 30. Okay, I'm going to write this down. Hang on. I'm going to write this down, guys. Doug 30. And that's for?
The ultimate multiple vegan protein food. And by the way, it tastes very, very good. And so if you don't want to use the whey protein, remember, one of the problems with eating too much meat, I'm going to share with you that. That's why I use a vegan protein every morning for my shake. And the reason I do that is this. If you get too much meat, it elevates your blood urea. Now, your blood urea is the undigested protein basically in your blood. It's more complicated than that, but that's a good way of looking at it. And what happens is this. It makes your blood thicker. You kind of get like blood sludge. And so when you eat a lot of animal protein, like a lot of beef, and you shouldn't be eating pork at all. Pork does it really badly. It makes the blood a lot thicker. It increases the viscosity in the blood. The vegetable protein doesn't do that. So it keeps the blood thinner so it flows easier. That's one of the primary reasons of heart disease and arterial disease is because the blood is so thick the heart's having to pound all the time to push this blood through. I mean, think about it. Is it easier to pump water through a pump or cold honey through a pump? And when your blood's really, really thick because we get too many animal proteins, you really kind of need to back off some of that. That's why I always use a vegan protein every single morning for my protein shake, because I want to keep the blood thin throughout the day, because at the age of 61 now, I realize it's very important to maintain proper cardiovascular circulation. And this is really, really just important to get enough protein every single morning, because if you don't have enough protein in your diet, and a lot of people who are past the age of 30 and 40 simply don't do that anymore, what ends up happening is you can't maintain that lean muscle mass, and you start losing that 7% of that muscle every 10 years. So you don't want to do that. But that's a 30% off coupon. We operate about a 30% margin. This is right at cost on us. And so that's why I wanted to go ahead and let you guys just try the product, see if you like it. I've never offered a 30% off coupon before with Hagman, with anybody, actually. I just don't really do that unless we have a special promo or something at the office. But I've never done that on a national talk show. But I want to bless you guys with this. It's going to be like $28. If you get, I think, four of those, I guess now you'd get free shipping on top of that. So, guys, try it. Use it in the morning. Plus, it's a multiple vitamin on top of everything else. And it's the vegan protein. And it's non-GMO. And it's organic. So it's a great, great product. Okay, let's go ahead and do a couple more health articles. Then we'll jump back into the other stuff when Sharon comes back. Here's another article on lemons. This is what, and I've talked about this before, but they keep coming out. Lemons are incredible as a source of vitamin C, help to detox your body, improve digestion, alkalinize your system. They also act as a weight loss appetite suppressant. But it does something else. When you use 1 ounce of fresh lemon juice to 9 ounces of water, it really strengthens the liver and strengthens the pancreas. And it's one of the things that you can do if you're an adult onset diabetic. You can really, really strengthen your body to start utilizing the insulin again properly. In fact, that's one of the things that we recommend people that have elevated blood sugar and they want to reduce it back to a normal level. We recommend that they use the 1 ounce of lemon for 9 ounces of water. You can sweeten it with stevia. You can put ice in it and make lemonade. It's delicious, along with the cinnamon product that we carry. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal product. When you do it like that and you stack it, there's some turmeric in with it. In almost every single case I've seen, it helps to restore natural blood sugar. And in fact, in the Diabetic Journal of India says if you're using turmeric on a regular basis, you totally prevent even coming down with adult onset diabetes. So guys, it's really important because diabetes is a major problem in the United States and we really have to take a look at it. Yale Law School. This is amazing. This is from Yale. This is from the Diabetes School. School of Medicine. Neuropsychiatric disorders are associated with vaccination. Wow, I never thought I'd see this from a major university like this. There are questions being raised about children who are diagnosed with neuropsychiatric disorders and their association with vaccinations, according to the results of a pilot case study published in the Frontiers of Psychiatry, Child and Adolescent Psychiatry last month. The study, which was conducted by the researchers at Yale University of Medicine and the Pennsylvania State College. Now, this is insane. It says that these different vaccines are directly affecting brain development in these children, especially if the mother takes them when she's pregnant. Data suggests that link between influenza vaccine and anorexia nervosa diagnosis. And U.S. Special Claims Court had a 1,188% increase in payouts for the flu vaccine injuries. So finally, mainstream medicine is coming in and saying there's some major issues with vaccinations with kids, and we really need to be taking care of our kids, and especially with pregnant women. Dr. Paul Thomas says it's insane that the media does not want a commission on vaccine safety. This is an interesting article. He says Dr. Paul Thomas, medical doctor, is a board-certified pediatrician, Doug and Joe, with a thriving medical practice in Oregon. He is neither an anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine. His belief, which today tragically is in minority among most physicians, is that the health of our children should come first and that everyone should want safe vaccines. A pediatrician, Dr. Paul Thomas, agrees with Robert De Niro. Let's find out the truth about vaccines, and let's take a look at what's going on. Now, some of the things they found is this. One of the biggest myths being propagated is the compliant mainstream media today is that doctors are either pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It's not true. Basically, a lot of doctors are on the fence with this. They just want safe vaccines. I have a friend of mine who's a pilot. That's how he feels. However, nothing, he's also a medical doctor. However, nothing could be further from the truth. Doctors are not unified at all on their positions regarding the science of vaccines, nor are they unified on the position of removing informed consent to medical procedures like vaccines. And very few doctors fall into either of these two extremist positions. And this is an excellent article because what it's saying is that doctors are now starting to question why in the world so many kids are coming down with autism after they get vaccines. And here's an interesting article, Doug. This is an emergency physician. And he actually is he was talking about this is an ER doctor. He was on this is an article by Gary Barnes, and he says the Seattle screening of vax was a large success. However, the biggest sign of success may not be the enthusiastic, open-minded crowds gracing the theater. Rather, an ER doctor and his wife who confessed to declining the flu vaccine. He and his wife have clearly educated themselves beyond medical school's indoctrinations on vaccines. And here's what the ER doctor said, Doug. This is very, very important. I had his name in the other article that I'd printed, but it didn't come out on this one. He said, I'm an emergency room physician, and I've seen a lot of kids coming in after having vaccines, had seizures, even to the point that I believe that sudden infant death syndrome has been misdiagnosed. It's probably vaccine injury in some cases. And then I call the pediatricians and I say, look, you know this kid in here? You just gave him shots the other day and they're having seizures. Obviously the vaccine is causing it and just having a total denial from the pediatrician. He goes, I've seen it happen over and over and over again. There's a great article and it's called Vaccine Roulette by Dr. Mendelsohn. And he was a pediatrician. He wrote a book, How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Pediatrician. And he also wrote Confessions of a Medical Heretic. These are older books that you can get for like a penny a piece online. And he said that a lot of the problems with sudden infant death syndrome, Doug, that he felt and he believed were directly because of vaccinations, because a large percentage of the SID deaths occurred within 36 to 48 hours after the vaccinations were given. And see, this is stuff now that we're starting to see in mainstream medicine, and medical doctors are seeing this all over, and they're questioning the efficacy of these products, and we should be giving them in this time. And remember, the first year, the child's immune system doesn't even work with vaccines. It doesn't even do anything. The mother is supposed to be providing those antibodies through her milk to that child. And when you start giving these young infants these vaccines for the first year, it's a complete and total waste of time anyhow. You should go ahead, if you're going to do the vaccines, and let's do the math on it. If we know that there's a higher risk of autism with kids who have vaccines, and this is proven with the MMR vaccine by Dr. William Thompson at the CDC, came out, went public with it. If we know that's the case, and we know that's true, then why don't we do this? If you really want to have vaccines for your children, which I think is something you really need to reevaluate if you do, but if you want to, that's okay. It's your choice. It's your kid. Why don't you just slow down the vaccines that you're giving these kids and not give them any for the first year, and maybe start giving them maybe at the fourth year, when they're 4 years old, before they go to school, if you're worried about not getting them to your school system, because there's no requirement for you to give these kids vaccines before they go to school. That's what I always tell my parents. They come into the office. You decide what's best for your children. But remember, if the only reason you're vaccinating the kids is to get them into a public school system, you can always wait until they're four. Or if you're still concerned about vaccines, when you start doing research, you can go ahead and get a religious immunization waiver, which is legal in most states now, except for California. And of course, a lot of other states are trying to follow that. And again, this vaccine agenda is part of that Jason thing, as far as I'm concerned, that was brought back. We talked about that a few months ago on different ways to reduce the population of the planet. Trump gives the pen to Dow Chemical CEO after signing executive order to help eliminate regulations. Guys, I don't know the entire extent of Dow Chemical and what they're planning on doing for regulations, but I hope they keep our rivers and our streams clean. Very, very important. This is another article that came in from Alexandra Bruce. She's the author, and she's the webmaster for Forbidden Knowledge TV. She's a born-again Christian, very, very nice lady. And she was doing a story last month, and I want to share this with you guys because I forgot to do it, on Dan Olmstead. Dan Olmstead was the investigative journalist, founder, editor of ageofautism.com, who was found dead on January the 24th of what officially was called natural causes by the coroner without an autopsy. She said, I was on the phone with a private investigator friend last Friday, and he got a call on the other line, and it was from the family of Dan Olmstead. Remember 2 years ago, Doug, we did the show with you guys on Dr. Bradstreet dying, and a few of the other ones, Dr. Gonzalez dying, who were working in the autism field, and now another one is gone. Olmstead, this guy, by the way, is brilliant if you watch his research on thimerosal. Olmstead's family was contacting the investigator to intervene because law enforcement was preventing them from conducting an autopsy on Dan's body while threatening to cremate him against their wishes. They were trying to halt the cremation, but according to an anonymous post I read at Able Danger, with conflicting details, which that means it's not sure, it appears that Dan's body may have already been cremated by the time that the family reached out for help. Ironically, or not so ironically, listen to this. This is going to blow your mind. Olmstead had just written an article about the rash of unusual deaths among healthy and youngish holistic doctors in 2016, a number that has now climbed over 60 in 18 months. Those are numbers, those are facts. Here's the other thing. Doug, this is going to mess with your head. Olmstead's death is all the more suspicious because he was scheduled to meet with Donald Trump that day to present his evidence for the vaccine autism link. How crazy is that, Doug? So this Olmstead guy, you need to go to his website before it's pulled down and really look at and review his stuff and get his books, because he's a very brilliant guy. But he was supposed to meet with Donald Trump that day, found dead. No autopsy, natural causes, okay, all over again. Remember the guy Mendelsohn that I was telling you about, who wrote all his books as far as with the vaccines? Found dead in his bed, no autopsy, natural causes, like 62 years of age. This has happened like 20, 25 years ago.
January 24th is when he passed away, and I just want to mention that the rash of unusual deaths surrounding these types of doctors, they number right now over 60 in less than 18 months.
Right. That's right.
Dropping faster than Russian ambassadors personnel.
The sad part about it, and the thing I think I'm happy about, And let me share with your listeners, okay? I'm no longer in practice. I no longer see patients. I no longer have this going on. And the vaccine thing is not my primary agenda, nor is autism. I've never sold Nagalase. I don't know where to get, I'm sorry. I never sold GCMF, which has been used to treat Nagalase problems. We did a whole show on this. And I'm not suicidal, and I'm not taking any medications. I don't take drugs. So, guys, listen to me for a second. When you talk about this stuff, like with Hagman and Hagman on this show tonight or my show, and you talk about it, you explain to you what's going on, like with Olmstead, you know, this is some dangerous territory we're trotting in. Here's another study. Poor gut health has been linked to Parkinson's disease. We have two probiotics at the office that are phenomenal. Other people say we have a million, and, you know, live bacteria in our blends. Our minimum is 2 billion per capsule. And then we have another capsule that has 100 billion live probiotics per capsule. They're phenomenal, depending on what you want to do with them. And it says that gut health could play a primary role in the onset of Parkinson's disease. Scientists, by the way, it's also been linked to a bunch of other things, too, including depression. Scientists at California Institute of Technology found a link between gut health and central nervous system disorder. It goes on to say that gut microbes and the benefits of probiotics have already received quite a bit of publicity. It says Parkinson's disease is caused by an accumulation of abnormally shaped proteins in the brain's neurons, and that gut probiotics can help prevent this. And they've also been linked with positive neural development and healthy cognitive abilities. By contrast, gut health problems have also corrected brain and mood issues, including depression, anxiety, and autism. That says to eat more sauerkraut, kombucha, organic raw fruits and vegetables, and pickles to help your gut. I personally eat sauerkraut every single day, and I try to drink a bottle of kombucha every day, but sometimes I don't get to that. But I do take my probiotics every single day, and I actually mix them right in my protein shake in the morning that I have with my vegan protein. And it really, really helps to keep your gut healthy. It helps keep you healthy too. Because remember, if you've ever been on a cycle of antibiotics, or if you've ever suffered with yeast infections or been on antibiotics, you've probably destroyed most of your intestinal flora. Those intestinal flora are also used by the body to manufacture certain nutrients and vitamins, especially the B vitamins that your body needs to absorb and to stay healthy. So you've got to keep that gut flora really, 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 really healthy. And most people, because of antibiotics on a regular basis or foods that contain antibiotics, they've really wiped out a lot of the gut flora. Also, what does that is sucralose. It's a chlorinated hydrocarbon artificial sweetener, Doug. It's kind of like eating a pesticide. It's unbelievably bad. And it contains chlorine, which wipes out the gut flora also. So if you're drinking products with sucralose in them, you're probably going to have gut issues, and you're probably going to have all kinds of health problems later on down the road. So stay away from these different types of products. They're incredibly bad for you. Got anything you want to say about that, Doug?
No. I have a question, Ted. And you might have this article in your stack there. But I saw, and I thought this is what you were going to hit on when you talked about the study of the stomach. I saw an article about a study yesterday or the day before that talked about a huge increase in intestinal cancer, stomach, and colon cancer in people who were under the age of 40. And I don't know if you came across this, but they talked about how in Europe and other countries, in other Western countries, that these stomach cancers are mostly amongst the older population, above 60 years and older. But for some reason here in America, they're seeing almost an epidemic level, an amount of increase in people who are 40 and under who are getting these stomach cancers. At just a ridiculously young age.
Well, no. If you take a mouse, a rat, and you give them GMO foods that have been soaked down with glyphosate, within 90 days, they're covered with cancerous tumors. I have pictures of them on my website. This is not some exaggeration. I'm not talking hyperbole here. And so the rats, the reason it happens to them so quickly is because they have such a short lifespan. With humans, it takes a few years, and then pretty soon you start having all of these horrible stomach cancers, intestinal cancers, and plus you can also attribute some of that to sodium nitrite. But sodium nitrite is not nearly as bad, you know, in minor dosing as you would with GMOs and pesticides. And, you know, and also you have to deal with the sucralose. And so you have to look at all of these different chemicals that we're putting into our bodies on an ongoing basis and what they're doing to us. I mean, just this week, I had a pastor call me up. And his wife was deathly ill. I mean, Dave Hodges did this a few months ago. He was deathly, couldn't shake a cough and a hack that he had, and had like a flu thing for weeks. And I sent Dave the package, you know, our healthy immune system protocol, and he was better within a day. She called me up, he called me up, and she'd been sick for 3 weeks. And the problem is that, you know, she wasn't getting enough vitamin D, she wasn't getting enough potassium iodine, she wasn't getting these nutrients in her body in high enough concentration along with vitamin C, because they thought by eating a healthy, clean, vegan diet, vegetable diet primarily, doing juices, they were getting all the nutrients they do and need. And the problem is you simply don't, because of the environmental contaminants that our body is always forced to process and get rid of. You have to take supplements to be healthy. You say, well, I don't want to take supplements. Okay, I don't either. I don't want to take supplements either. But I take them because I like the way I feel from them, and I like the energy they give me because I feel great all of the time. I mean, I mentioned this earlier. I'm 61 years old, no meds. I mean, everything works. My body works. I mean, I work out 6 days a week. I don't color my hair. I mean, everything works. And because the B vitamins and the zinc keep your hair color, this natural color would be as you get older. And so what you have to understand is this. Supplements are a hassle. I agree. I don't like taking pills. That's why we have supplements like this protein powder that we mentioned that we just showed you a minute ago. That's a multiple vitamin along with vegan protein. And it gives you the multiple nutrients that your body needs throughout the day. But the thing about it is this. The food has been so processed, so adulterated, Joe, and the GMO foods are so poisonous that if you're not getting sufficient quantities of antioxidants, of vitamin C, D, E, selenium, you know, in your diet, potassium iodine, all these things that work so, that are so important, these minerals and vitamins, your body can't handle the onslaught of the GMO foods. And even that is going to give you a problem if you keep eating that stuff and that's all you eat. That's why I try to feed my family only organic, because I realize how important it is to eat organic and foods that aren't sprayed with glyphosate. Remember, there's like 15, 16 foods now that are sprayed right before harvest. It's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, right, and been approved by the farming people. They spray these crops like wheat with glyphosate a week before they're harvested. Now you think, well, why would they do that? Well, because of what it does, it dehydrates them. It acts as a desiccant and dries the crop up, and it makes the combine give a higher yield. So if they spend $10 per acre on spraying this with an airplane with Roundup or glyphosate, what is happening, it may give them a $40 increase per yield on grains that they pull from that crop. So they get like a 4-to-1 payback, if those are the numbers. I don't know the actual numbers, but obviously there's an economic incentive to do it, and that's why they do it. So what ends up happening is, then we get this product that's been sprayed with Roundup or glyphosate, and now it's poisonous because glyphosate is poisonous to humans. There's over 10 different types of cancers that were proven that Monsanto knew about in their research they did back in the 70s and the 80s that was found out through the exchange, you know, Freedom of Information Act, which I've covered before on your show. And now we're eating this glyphosate that's been baked directly into the breads and into the pastries and everything else. That's the problem with it. And that's one of the reasons that we start getting these intestinal cancers. Then on top of that, now we're going to put the GMOs in our body, the GMO corn, GMO soy, all these GMO products. That's why I said this is a vegan, organic, all-natural, non-GMO product that hasn't been sprayed with a bunch of pesticides as far as a pea rice protein base. That's why it's so important that you have those types of products every single day. Keep your blood thin, keep your energy up, and as a multiple vitamin. Because, Joe, if you go to my website, you look at the pictures of those rats, they're covered in cancerous tumors within 90 days after they've been given GMO foods. You'll understand why we're having this huge outbreak and rash of intestinal tumors and deaths with these folks that are dying of this stuff at a very, very young age. Because remember, the globalists want to destroy us. They want to reduce the population.
And, you know, sadly in this article, and folks, if you want to read this for yourself, it was from the Daily Mail on the 28th. It took to the comment section till somebody finally mentioned that GMOs were the reason for this. And, the title is Millennial Bowel Cancer Crisis. Young people are 4 times more likely to develop the disease than previous generations due to their terrible diets. It says, but now 3 in 10 people are diagnosed with, in America with, some type of bowel cancer under the age of 55, and they say that it's due to diet and inactivity that's driving up these rates globally. But they also go on to say that this is something like the early 1800s. They haven't seen these type of cancers and these numbers in younger people since the 1800s, early 1800s and before, saying this is a change from previous generations. And I would agree that, and I'm obviously not a doctor, but the GMOs have to be a huge factor, because what has changed in the last 100, 200 years?
That's right. In fact, Fred Bell wrote, you know, on the Jason scholars, they said there were 3 things they have to do as far as for the planet. It says all 3 alternatives included birth control, sterilization, and introduction of deadly microbes to control and slow the growth of the Earth's population. AIDS and Ebola are only several of these plans. There were others. It was decided the population must be reduced and controlled, and it would be in the best interest of the human race to rid ourselves of the undesirable elements of society. The joint U.S.-Soviet Union leadership dismissed Alternative 1, but ordered to begin work on Alternatives 2 and 3. They want to basically reduce the population. This is the Jason scholars. You can read Fred Bell's work and see that. And that's just one of the things they wanted to do. And this is what they plan on doing. This is what they are doing. I mean, think about this for a second. With the DARK Act that was passed by Obama again, over 90% of the population of our United States wants to know what they're eating. They want to know if the food's GMO. They want to know if it's poisonous. Look what happened to Chipotle's last year. Chipotle's was having unprecedented growth, non-GMO food, all of this advertising, all of this growth. Boom! Everybody starts getting sick of Chipotle's. And now they started to, now they finally come back and say, hey, look, so they were sabotaged. Well, of course they were. They want you to eat GMO foods. They want you to eat glyphosate. They want you to use Roundup in your yard. They want you to use atrazine in your yard. They want you to put all this poison in on the ground so your children will run it barefoot. This is what they want. They want to reduce your population. They want to use gender-bending chemicals on you, and that's what the goal is. And the sad part about this is the vast majority of our population has no idea this is going on. I mean, I still go to the grocery store. I've stopped doing it now because I just don't want to listen to it. And in fact, we pretty much have everything coming in organic anyhow, so we don't go to the grocery store much anymore. And people are still buying white bread. They're still buying all this junk with MSG and trash. And they think it's okay, because when you ask them about it, they say, well, this is what we do. This is how we eat. And they really don't care. And that's sad to me, Joe and Doug.
Yeah, it is. And maybe when we come back, I got a question about GMOs, or at least the companies that say, you know, that make it a point to say that they're GMO-free. Folks, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer of HealthMasters.com. Also, their radio show live 6 days a week here on Global Star Radio Network. Go to HealthMasters.com. On the right-hand side, you can get all the show information, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., and Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m., and check out their 24-hour listen live feed. We'll be right back with Dr. Ted after the short messages. Stay with us.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
There shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be.
Folks, I'm going to direct your attention to MasterPreps.com. MasterPreps.com. Wow. MasterPreps.com, the sponsor of our show, MasterPreps.com. That's MasterPreps.com. Take a visit there. High-quality items, made-in-America items. I mean, anything, everything you possibly want, from cooking utensils, cooking frying pans. I mean, it is, it'll blow you away. Absolutely. Eric's a...
It's insane. I mean, wow. Look at the products.
Folks, visit MasterPreps.com. Again, welcome to the Hagman & Hagman Report family, MasterPreps.com. I mean, wow, it's insane.
MasterPreps.com. Are you ready for what comes next?
New Year from all of us at Trading Post in the Woods.
We pray you have a healthy, safe, and prosperous 2017.
And we would like to thank all of you for welcoming us to the Hagman & Hagman family. You're all a very wonderful and special group of people.
Because we believe it is so important for you to work and acquire good health this year, we're going to do something that we've never done before as a thank you to you for your support. We're going to make something available that we believe everyone needs.
During the month of January, anyone who invests in their health by purchasing either our American Heritage Remedies Kit, our Survivalist Natural Remedies Kit, or $200 in individual remedies of your choice, we're going to give to you our crisis remedy, just in case, for free. Your health must be a part of your preparation plan. We're here to help you with that journey. May God bless y'all, and may God bless America.
Happy New Year!
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Charles, the guy whose voice is heard announcing for the Hagman & Hagman Report right here on YouTube and across the Global Star Radio Network. There have been many people wondering whose music is being played during those breaks. Well, you guessed it. And we're very pleased to announce that all that music and 11 brand new songs from the CD New Jerusalem is set for release on April 10th for download on iTunes.
You keep on
means you can help support my ministry and be blessed by this awesome, inspiring recording. I have been fortunate to work with some phenomenal musicians from around the world that helped us put this recording together in the studio. Simply go to joecharlesmusic.com and click on the iTunes link. Or, if you'd rather have a CD, we'll send one right out to you. Just leave me your email and we'll get right back to you. And thanks to Doug and Joe Hagman for making this all possible. God bless.
Health Masters. Wow. Where'd that come from? This edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We've got Health Masters on tonight. Sharon Brower from healthmasters.com. That's where that came from. And we were just talking right during the break about a few things. And I'm so glad that she's coming on to talk about an issue we've got a lot of emails about. You know, so many people right now, because of the news cycles, the news information, so many people their sleep pattern seems to be disrupted. And I've noticed this among women my age, younger, older, whatever. And so thankfully Sharon from healthmasters.com is on to talk about this very issue. If you are a female specifically, or you know, a human in general, and you've got some health issues or sleep issues, pay attention, because this is important. And as I said, this is in response to a lot of emails we've received, and I think this is going to be very helpful to you. And I know my wife suffers a lot from difficulty sleeping and has rough nights. I mean, some nights she'll be up until 3-4 in the morning. Some nights, you know, it seems to be an epidemic right now. So pay attention to this. This is really good. Before we get to Sharon, I do want to mention, I want to welcome PredDefense.com to our, again, as a sponsor of our show. And I made a mistake, folks. I kept referring to my Mossberg when I meant to say my Remington 870. I'm not a gun guy, okay? And I apologize. I do know what my Mossberg is, but that was in my mind. But anyway, the Pred Defense makes a quick reloader for your Remington 870. Now, they are working up some prototypes on for Mossbergs, but this is a phenomenal product. Look, self-defense, want to reload a shell or want to reload your gun, not the best fine motor skills under pressure, believe me, this takes care of that problem. It's a fastest reload in the industry. On my Remington 870, I said it right this time. Okay, this works wonders. So go to preddefense.com. That's preddefense.com. And I just wanted to clarify that, because apparently a lot of people are saying, hey, where's the Mossberg one? Well, it's coming, probably. So just hang on. So I thank you for your, I apologize for that mix up, and thank you for understanding. Preddefense.com. All right, with us is Sharon Brower. Sharon, we're going to turn it over to you, ma'am. Fire away.
Okay, fire away. Well, I'm ready to go. You talked about sleep deprivation or sleep disruption, and it has become an epidemic, especially in women. And it's funny, because women we have a tendency to be more right-brained, and men, they have a tendency to be more left-brained. And the problem is, the right brain is more of a creative type part of the brain, and so we have a tendency to take everything to bed, repeat it, replay it over and over again at night, worry about it, which we shouldn't worry, because the Bible says worry is a sin, which I'm guilty, probably like everyone else. But it is a problem. As a matter of fact, we were under quite a bit of stress a couple weeks ago. We do have teenagers, enough said. And I was having some issues. But we know how to fix it. This is what we do for a living at Health Masters. We just have taken our life and just put it into trying to help people get set free from sickness and disease by preventative health care or through nutritional and nutraceuticals. So that's what we really do for a living. So we usually can find an answer. It may take a little bit longer than other times. But men have a tendency to go to sleep faster. And I'm not saying all men do. There's always that exception. But for instance, my husband, you know, I've got an alpha male here, and it's so frustrating. I think sometimes I can't sleep because I get so frustrated that he goes to sleep so fast and I'm still trying to go to sleep. I don't know if any women can relate to me, but Ted will say, well, I'll be asleep in about 30 seconds, and he's not kidding. And I'm so mad because I'm tossing and turning and thinking about what happened over the week and what I'm going to do tomorrow and what I'm going to do next week and my schedule and what needs to be done. And he's over there just snoring, and he's already in dreamland. And I've had to do several things. For one thing, I had to buy earplugs. It was either that or go to another bedroom. And we're too young not to have, you know, to have separate bedrooms. I really think, you know, that's usually when you get older. But Doug, I went out and got these earplugs, and people say, how do you sleep with earplugs? Well, I went to Walmart and got their, they're almost like a wax, and they form to your ear. And I've gotten really used to them. They really do help pretty much, I'd say, about 80% of the noise. Now, they're not the ones that you wear when you go to the firing range, not the little rubber ones, but they do stay in well. They block a lot of the noise. And a lot of times, if you turn the opposite direction of your spouse, then, you know, you don't, it's not as loud either. But that was one of the problems, is that he would go to sleep so fast. Well, now I try and take a melatonin 30 minutes before he does, so I can at least go to sleep a little bit faster. But the main reason for the sleep disruption is stress. And if I'm going to go through it, and Ted's a lot better at this than I am when it comes to technical stuff, because he is the biochemist and the researcher and the naturopath and all that. But what I found is that stress, as far as sleeping, involves two main hormones. It raises the cortisol and it raises the adrenaline. Now, when you raise the adrenaline, you cause adrenal fatigue. And that's not good, because that's going to cause you not to sleep. When the adrenal hormones become low, it also can contribute to low blood sugar. Now, if you have low blood sugar and you're trying to sleep, the low blood sugar is going to signal the internal alarm clock inside of you, and it disrupts your sleep, and it's to say, wake up and refuel. In other words, you need to eat something. And usually that means you're waking up between like 1 and 3 a.m. in the morning. And Doug, like you said, your wife, you said that she had been waking up. Is she sleeping at all now, or what's going on?
Well, no, I mean, sometimes she'll go to bed at midnight and then not fall asleep until 3-4 in the morning.
Okay, so she's having a hard time going to sleep. That's one problem. And then another problem is waking up and not going, being able to go back to sleep. And I've had that happen sometimes before, too. I'm almost in tears. And then you say, well, you know, you've heard of counting sheep. Well, do I count backwards? I mean, I've tried it all. I do have a protocol that I've come up with, and I think God sometimes uses us when things happen, and they happen to us. We can use it to help millions of people avoid these issues because we've already been through it. In other words, it would kind of be hard for me to say, sure, I can help you do this, but I really don't know how you feel because I've never been there before. So not that I'm proud, I can say I've been there and I've done that, but I actually have had this issue. My mother just recently, she just turned 81, and she said, Sharon, when are you going to get me on that protocol for sleeping? And she's having the same issues. It's very frustrating. I like to have sleep. Sleep is very important to me. I've never been a night owl, and I have a tendency to get really grumpy. And women, yes, we cry, especially if you're premenopausal or in menopause. It makes it even worse. But I've got some good news for you. First of all, let's go back to the cortisol. If your cortisol remains high or it goes up and down through the night, that's when the sleep cycle is altered. It also takes several days to weeks for the body to get the cortisol levels back to normal. Now, when you have these issues, there's a lot of things you can do. One is a supplemental program, because you've got to give your body what it needs. You've got to give your body formulas or herbs or stuff that's going to help take care of it. And then there's other things you can do that are physical needs or physical things, and just some little hints that I'm going to give you that'll really work. We have a sleep protocol And I call it my sweet sleep protocol. And this works, and I'm going to give it to you tonight. And you always say, well, why are you always giving us products? This is what we do. If we tell you, hey, we can help you fix something, hey, we can help you improve something, if we don't give you the tools to use, or to say, go out and get this, we have no idea what the ingredients are. And our nutraceuticals are very, very high quality ingredients. For instance, our whey protein comes all the way out of New Zealand. So we're very, very careful about the ingredients, about them not being genetically modified or if they're organic. So when I give you something or I tell you something, I'm talking about Health Masters products. I know they work. First of all is our Cortisol Buster. Now, we've talked about this before. It is a multifunctional formula, which it supports healthy cortisol levels. And remember, I talked about the cortisol as far as one of the hormones when you are having sleep problems. It also helps alleviate occasional fatigue, which that would help also to help you sleep. And then it supports relaxation and a restful sleep. It's very important that you take this on a daily basis. You really won't be taking this before you go to bed, but it does help throughout the day to prepare you to sleep better. Also is the adrenal support. Now, it's so important to get your adrenals up, so to speak, because in today's society, and I don't know about you, Doug and Joe, that we have a tendency to feel like that time seems to just be going by faster. And life used to be seemed to be so simple, and now it's just gotten so hectic and so, I mean, it's where we have to force ourselves to say, okay, we're going to sit down with our kids. We're going to have prayer time in the morning. We're going to communicate because no one knows how to communicate. It's just rush here, rush there. And we try so hard to pull back and fight that, but it shouldn't have to be a battle. But it's just one of those things we have to deal with this generation and with the times that we're in. I mean, look at the times we're in. They're exciting times, but they're very stressful times too. But the adrenal support, it aids in adrenal hormone production. It also helps the body's adaptogenic response, and it supports healthy energy levels. It also supports an immune function. So the adrenal support is something that's going to help build your adrenals. If your adrenals are tapped, you're not going to sleep well at night. And I'm going to tell you later on, towards the end, how you can help build your adrenals other ways, because there are other ways that you can build them and work on getting them stronger, which will help with your sleep. Another product would be called the Enhanced Sleep Support. Now, that is an herbal blend that helps support restful sleep. And I suggest that you take it at least a minimum of 7 nights. You can take it indefinitely, but the longer you take it, the more results you're going to see. And then last but not least is sublingual melatonin. That's real important. It helps to maintain healthy sleep levels. And we need melatonin on a daily basis. As we get older, we don't produce as much of it. Now, if you follow these products or take these products for 30 days and you think, well, they're working, but I'm not getting the results, you'll need to go ahead and specifically call the office and talk to one of our consultants, because there are some other products we can add to that if this doesn't work. But I don't want to just give you the whole kitchen sink and everything in it when this may work for you. It works for most people. In some cases, they need more supplements or maybe herbal formulas, and we can talk to you on an individual basis and put together a specific program for you that will help you, because our main goal here, especially tonight, is to help you sleep through the night, feel rested, have tremendous energy, and just feel good about life.
Sharon, just let me ask this. It doesn't have to be, the sleep interruption doesn't have to be 7 days a week. You know, I mean, it's not constant, but maybe, in the case of my wife, I think she gets probably one good night of sleep out of six, maybe, you know, at most.
That's rough.
Okay, so. But what you're saying is, okay, so the protocol that you're referencing here, melatonin, cortisol buster, and
adrenal support, and okay, enhanced sleep support.
All right.
Those are just four. But Doug, I will say that depending on everybody's situation, you know, we're not just out of the all out of the same mold. We do have other things that I didn't really want to add to the list tonight. I wanted to keep it very simple, and let's see if this works for 30 days. If not, we can go to plan B, which would just be more things added to that list.
Right, right. Okay, all right. And okay, now, are there any other things outside of the supplements? And this might be outside of the realm of what you're referencing, and if you don't have time or don't wish to address it, you don't have to. But aside from the nutritional supplements, any other recommendations?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you asked, because that was the next thing I was going to talk about. First of all, you want to say, what can I do? I'm taking the supplements. There's got to be other things. There's a plethora of other things that you can do. And they're just little things. And some of them you may be doing already, or you just forgot about doing it, but it really does help. It's a combination of everything. First of all, I would highly recommend that you get a high quality lavender essential oil. And that's just oil of lavender. You can put it on your wrist, you know, like a cologne or something. You can sprinkle it on your pillowcase. You can put it on, you can actually get a sachet of dried lavender and put the oil in there and put it by your pillow at night, and it will relax you. Lavender, it calms the mind. And because it's an olfactory response, it's directly linked to the emotional center of the brain. So that's why it works so well. So we're taking the supplements. We're also using our smell and our senses, and we're getting that in through our lungs. So you're going to be, you know, not just taking nutraceuticals through the mouth. You're also going to be breathing it, and it really does help. I use it every single night. And Ted doesn't smell, he doesn't smell well. His nose doesn't work as well as mine. I won't say that Ted doesn't smell well. But he's not really into, you know, scents and essential oils like I am, but I really am, and they really make a difference. My favorite is balsam fir, because I love the mountains and I love the smell of Christmas trees and stuff like that. So that's just my favorite. But the lavender works really well for sleep. Another thing would be the magnesium salt baths. Now, we've talked about this over and over in the past about how important magnesium is, and you're thinking, oh, here she goes again on the magnesium. No, over 350 bio reactions in the body require magnesium. And as we've told you before, and we've told your listeners before, magnesium is very hard to absorb. It's one of the hardest minerals to absorb when you take it internally. When you take it topically, for some reason, it absorbs into the skin very quickly, and you get results. I've been totally healed of spinal stenosis, which is, I guess, an easy way to say that would be kind of like having bone spurs on your spine, which is very painful. Totally gone through the magnesium salts. Now, it didn't happen overnight. We soak in a foot bath every day. We have one of the heated foot baths I think we got off Amazon or off the internet, and we soak in the magnesium salts, the Health Master's magnesium salts, every day. And then about a couple times a week, I'll put it in my bath water and soak in it. So that's another thing. Number two is you can take a bath and soak in a bath about an hour before you go to bed in the magnesium salts. It will relax your muscles. And it helps the magnesium helps the adrenals, stress hormone, and it helps it under more control. It also helps relax the muscles. And also, by taking a warm bath, when you come out and you cool off, your body has a tendency to get sleepy. So again, that's just another little thing that would help. Another thing, and a lot of women are going to like this, especially if they're menopausal and they're having hot flashes and their husband says, I'm not going to turn the air conditioner on. Don't you know the utility bill's already so high? I don't know whose husband would say that, but I just thought. But in Florida, we're having a very hot February. We were just talking last night how we have this real heavy blanket that we always put on in January because those are our cold months. And it's just too hot to even put the blanket on at night. But we keep our temperature very low, and studies have shown that if you keep your bedroom temperature no higher than 70 degrees, you actually sleep better. Studies have shown optimal room temperature for good sleep is 60 to 68 degrees, even if you have to put some blankets on. For some reason, people have a tendency to sleep better. I think because you can curl up and get cozy, I don't know, but it does work. And so we just bit the bullet and paid a higher utility bill, mainly because Ted doesn't want to hear me about complaining about not sleeping. Another thing, and this is very interesting, you've heard this before about the blue lights. The blue and the white lights, for instance, the ones on your TV, your phones, your electrical equipment, you turn your lights off in your bedroom and see what kind of lights you have on coming from the outside or coming from different machines in your bedroom. You need to cover those up either with duct tape, hide them, turn them off, whatever you have to do. Those actually stimulate the brain. As funny as it may sound, it really does. They studied the lights as far as sleeping, and white and blue lights at night do suppress melatonin levels. Also, they found that yellow, orange, or red do not do that. So if you're going to have a night light on in your bathroom, and let's say you get up at night to use the restroom, go ahead and put a yellow or an orange bulb or a red bulb in there, and it's not going to cause the melatonin levels to go down, because once that light goes on, even if it's for a second, it's going to break that rhythm of sleep, and you are going to have a harder time going back to sleep. So just put different color in your night lights. Another thing is if you're going to exercise, you need to exercise early during the day, early as possible. A lot of people don't have that privilege because of their schedule, but do the best you can. And let me just do a side note here on exercise. Don't think that you have to go in the gym and do resistance training or cardio or whatever exercise you're doing for an hour. You don't have to do that every day. 30 good, strong minutes of focused exercise works great. You can go in there. Plus, you have to remember, the harder you work out, the higher you're going to raise your cortisol levels. And I learned a long time ago that cortisol is stored usually as belly fat. That was the biggest thing for me. I said, I'm going to keep my cortisol levels down as much as I can. But also, let's say two hours before you go to bed, take a nice leisurely walk. That helps to relieve a lot of stress. I know right now, I'm working on our next book, and I'm not going to say the name of it because last time I gave the name of our book I was working on, someone, Doug, actually copied the name of our book. I mean, weird. If you can believe that.
Sure, I can believe it.
We have a new book coming out, and I'm real excited, and it's going to be great, but I just spent hours and hours, and I just have to get out and go outside and walk around just to get my brain recharged and just get away from it for a while. But try and do that if you're having any issues with sleeping. Another thing is try to keep your bedtime routine as consistent as possible. Some people can't do that, but also remember, if you get sleep before 12 o'clock, you're going to have a higher chance of having a longer REM sleep, which is important to be rested the next day. Also, give yourself, Doug, about an hour to wind down. Don't think that you're just going to go 90 to nothing and then go jump in bed and fall asleep. It doesn't work that way. A lot of people find that reading, if you want to read your Bible, maybe you've been reading it in the morning, but if you read it at night, it has a tendency just to relax you, and you're more peaceful and your mind's more clear, and something you may read may be an answer to you that you're looking for, and God uses His Word to speak to you. Also, it's important that you pray about it. You know, sometimes you just say, God, I need grace. I need mercy. I need something. I'm having an issue with this. Also, it's important to get a high-protein snack before you go to bed. What this will do, this provides the L-tryptophan, and that's needed for melatonin and serotonin production. Now, you don't want to eat fruit before you go to bed. You don't want to eat something with sugar before you go to bed. And you don't want to eat a bowl of cereal before you go to bed, because the next morning you're probably going to be up a pound. But it's important to have a protein snack. You could have maybe a half a bowl or half a cup of low-fat cottage cheese or a boiled egg or something that's going to keep you from getting hungry and your cortisol getting messed up in the middle of the night. You need to avoid caffeine, especially in the late afternoons, and chocolate after 4 p.m. That will have a tendency to keep you awake and mess up your sleep pattern. Coffee is a big component of raising cortisol levels. Green tea, which is good, but I would not drink it like after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You want to take your B vitamins and your multivitamins before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I've taken my B vitamins sometimes before as late as 3 or 4 o'clock, and I couldn't sleep at night. So make sure you always take your B vitamins in the morning with breakfast and your multivitamin, because your multi is usually going to have your B complex in there. Also, go to the restroom before you go to bed, and I'm not saying you're not going to get up and go to the bathroom, but it seems like I've gotten older. I get up every night and use the bathroom, and I get so tired of that because I wake up. Well, I've noticed if I try not to drink any water an hour and a half or so before I go to bed, it does help. But I'm a big water drinker, so that's been a challenge for me. Also, you can wear an eye mask if that'll help as far as keeping the lights, you know, dim. And if you want to go to sleep and watch TV, I suggest that you don't go to sleep watching something like some war movie or something that's going to Captain America or something with a lot of guns and fighting, which my husband loves to watch. Put on something really boring on the History Channel.
You know, these are all great ideas. Sharon, we've reached the end of the segment. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. I hope I was able to help your audience.
I think so. And any questions we get, we can send them to you, correct?
That would be great. We're just here to help.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sharon Brower from healthmasters.com. Many emails requesting that information. There you go. Folks, we're right back there right where you're at.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.